Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Cup of Zen by Kai Tsukimi is a gentle entry point into Zen-inspired wisdom. Shaped as 21 short stories designed to quiet mental noise and invite a steadier, kinder relationship with your own thoughts, rather than presenting Zen as a set of abstract doctrines, the book uses brief narrative moments that mirror everyday struggles, worry about the future, replaying conversations, chasing certainty, and feeling stuck in self-judgment. Each story is paired with beginner-friendly reflections that help you translate the lesson into daily life without needing prior knowledge of meditation, Buddhism, or philosophy. The overall experience resembles taking a small pause in the middle of a busy day. You read a story, sit with the insight, and then test it against your own habits of reacting and overthinking. With its calm tone and practical emphasis, the book aims to build inner space, emotional clarity, and a more peaceful attention. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using stories to interrupt the overthinking loop. A key strength of the book is its use of short stories as a reset button for rumination. Overthinking often feels logical in the moment because the mind is trying to solve discomfort by analyzing it. Yet, the analysis becomes the discomfort. By presenting compact narratives, the author gives readers a way to step outside their internal monologue and observe the mind from a slight distance. Stories can bypass resistance because they do not argue with you. They show you a situation, a reaction, and an alternative way of seeing. This shift from problem-solving mode to witnessing mode is aligned with Zen practice, where insight often arrives through a change in perspective rather than a new set of facts. The reflections for beginners reinforce this by inviting the reader to notice patterns, the urge to control outcomes, to predict what others think, or to demand certainty before acting. Instead of forcing a dramatic transformation, the book encourages small interruptions, brief pauses, and gentle returns to what is actually happening now. Over time, these interruptions can weaken the habit of spiraling and strengthen the ability to choose a calmer response. Secondly, learning non-attachment without becoming indifferent. Zen is frequently misunderstood as emotional numbness, but the book frames calm as spaciousness rather than shutdown. Through its scenarios, the reader is guided toward non-attachment, caring deeply while loosening the grip on fixed outcomes, rigid identities, and the need to be right. The stories tend to highlight how suffering grows when we cling to a particular narrative, such as I must not fail, people must approve, or life should be fair on my timetable. The reflections help beginners explore what it means to release the extra layer of struggle that sits on top of natural feelings like sadness, disappointment, or fear. Non-attachment here is practical. It can look like doing your best while accepting uncertainty, listening to criticism without collapsing into shame, or letting a moment pass without turning it into a life story. This approach can reduce anxiety because it stops the mind from treating every event as evidence for a permanent conclusion about you. At the same time, it preserves compassion and responsibility by emphasizing wise action in the present rather than passive resignation. The benefit is a calmer mind that still engages fully with relationships and goals. Thirdly, returning to the present moment as a daily practice. Another central topic is the repeated return to the present moment, not as a lofty mystical concept, but as an everyday skill. The book uses approachable situations to show how attention drifts into replaying the past or rehearsing the future, and how this drift fuels stress. By grounding insight in brief stories, it demonstrates that peace is often less about changing your life circumstances and more about changing where you place your attention. The reflections encourage readers to practice simple check-ins, noticing the body, the breath, the environment, and the immediate task. This is valuable for beginners because it frames mindfulness as something you can do while making tea, walking to your car, or having a difficult conversation. The present moment is portrayed as the only place where effective action happens and where relief can be found, even if circumstances remain imperfect. Importantly, the return is described as repetitive and normal. You wander, you notice, you come back. That attitude reduces self-judgment and makes the practice sustainable. Over time, building familiarity with presence can soften impulsive reactions and create a steadier baseline of calm, even during busy or uncertain seasons. Fourthly, working with emotions through acceptance and clarity. The book also addresses emotional turbulence by emphasizing acceptance, naming, and clarity rather than suppression. Many people overthink because they are trying to outrun an emotion, but thoughts cannot digest feelings only honest contact can. Through its Zen-flavored lessons, the story suggests that emotions move more smoothly when they are allowed to be felt without immediate interpretation. The reflections for beginners help translate this into a workable approach. Acknowledge what is present, notice the bodily sensations, and observe the mental story that tries to explain or justify the feeling. This separation between sensation and story can be freeing. For example, anxiety might contain tightness and rapid thoughts, but you can relate to it as a passing state rather than a prophecy. The book encourages gentleness, which is essential because emotional work can easily become another arena for perfectionism. By approaching feelings with curiosity, you can reduce reactivity and make better choices in relationships, work, and self-care. Instead of seeking constant positivity, the text points toward equanimity, the capacity to stay steady while life remains changeable. That steadiness creates inner peace, not by eliminating emotion, but by changing how you meet it. Lastly, building a beginner-friendly path of reflection and habit change. Beyond individual insights, the book offers a repeatable structure story, lesson, reflection, application. This matters because inspiration alone fades unless it becomes practice. The reflections are positioned as stepping stones for readers who may not know how to integrate Zen ideas into a modern routine. By prompting personal inquiry, the book nudges you to test the teaching against your own patterns. What am I clinging to? What assumption is driving my stress? What happens when I pause before reacting? This method supports habit change by focusing on small experiments rather than grand resolutions. It also creates a sense of companionship for beginners, who often feel they are doing mindfulness incorrectly. The book's bite-sized format makes consistency more likely, since you can read a piece in a few minutes and still gain a complete arc of meaning. Over time, that consistency can compound into a more stable mindset, reduced catastrophizing, increased patience, and clearer priorities. The Zen approach presented is not about adopting an identity or mastering jargon. It is about seeing more clearly and living more lightly, one moment and one decision at a time. In conclusion, this book suits readers who feel mentally crowded, chronic overthinkers, anxious planners, people recovering from burnout, and beginners curious about Zen or mindfulness but intimidated by dense philosophy. It is also a good fit for anyone who prefers learning through short narratives rather than long theoretical chapters. The practical benefit is a calmer inner life built from small shifts, noticing when the mind spins stories, practicing non-attachment to outcomes, returning to the present, and meeting emotions with acceptance instead of resistance. These skills can improve everyday functioning, from sleeping better and handling conflict more skillfully to making decisions without endless second-guessing. Compared to similar mindfulness books, A Cup of Zen stands out through its accessible structure and low barrier to entry. The short stories offer quick relief and memorable lessons, while the beginner reflections make the insights actionable rather than merely inspirational. The combination helps the reader move from understanding to practice, even with limited time. If you want a gentle, repeatable way to cultivate inner peace without feeling preached at or overwhelmed, this book is worth buying as a daily companion you can return to whenever your mind needs a reset. If you would like to support Kai Tsukimi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.